talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And I will say again, I'm very pleased and proud. Devil Radio has developed an app. You can download it from the Apple and Google stores, from our website. Take it with you on your phone 24/7. And now, new development, you can also play it on your smart speakers. Sit there and you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. That's all you have to do. All you have to do, have your favorite show, have Devil Radio with you everywhere you go. Well, development in the Republican Party. You know, they got rid of Liz Cheney. We talked about that quite a bit this week. Liz Cheney has a lot of character. She stood tall against Trump. She said, I'm a conservative, but I'm not in the cult of Trump. And I am not going to turn this party over him, and I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure he doesn't come close to the White House ever again. And the rabble, the hyenas, the jackals, the vultures and the buzzards all pecked away at her. Kevin McCarthy had initially defended her. He chickened out. He just wants to be speaker someday. And they threw her over the side on a voice vote, because they would have been embarrassed if there had been a recorded vote. Even if it was secret, the numbers would have come out and made it look bad for them. And a voice vote, by the way, is a sneaky tactic. The speaker in this case, he's a minority leader. He's not the speaker of the Congress, but he's the head guy in the caucus. Goes all in favor, and you might hear, aye, and opposed, and, you know, the ayes have it, and there'd be cries of division, division. Well, it would have required five Republican congressmen to get up on their hind legs and say that he disputed it and wanted a roll call vote. And the only ones who'd be willing to do that are Adam Kinzinger of Illinois and maybe one other. They weren't five. So they snuck it in and they threw her out. The woman that they want to replace, they're very clumsy. You know, they think, well, okay, she was a woman, so we got to have a woman. That's the way they looked at it. So we're going to have Elise Stefanik of the 21st Congressional District in New York, the rural area up north, close to the Canadian border, which she flipped. It had been represented by a Democrat one time, and she flipped it, and she is compliant. She was opposed to Trump in 2016. She gets it. But the fact is, this time she said, yes. I mean, she just, it was sort of like a North Korean confession. They get you and they beat you until you confess. She goes, yeah, there was a fraud in the thing, and it was illegal and blah, blah, blah. So Donald Trump endorsed her. Donald Trump endorsed her. The vote today is going to be on who succeeds Liz Cheney. Donald Trump endorsed Elise Stefanik. Kevin McCarthy dutifully got in line. Steve Scalise, the number two guy, Republican caucus from Louisiana, dutifully gets in line. And suddenly there's chirping coming from the far right, the Freedom Caucus. Because the funny thing about the Republican Party, even the Trump cult, is that the people who are running it and who are most subservient to Trump can't stand him. They're much more moderate than most Republicans. And Trump himself was on the left of the Democratic Party, believe it or not, until 2015, when he decided he was going to run for president. He was farther to the left of Planned Parenthood on abortion. He was farther to the left of any gun safety group on gun control. Just flat out supported it. He just flat out changed his position, and just saying it apparently was enough. So these people who suck up to him now, they are not the far right nuts. They're the crafty nuts in the Republican caucus. But there are far right nuts. Freedom Caucus, and I'm not just talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, Matt Gaetz of Florida, who's in a lot of trouble, Gomer Gosert, Nunez, all these people, Mo Brooks. I'm talking about the Freedom Caucus, people like Chip Roy of Texas, whom you may not have heard a lot about. Well, what happened was they got together and they said, we don't want Elise Stefanik. She's a moderate. She voted against Trump's tax cut, believe it or not. She voted against his proposal for border security measures. And she voted to stop their attempt to remove a ban on drilling for oil in the Gulf of Mexico. She doesn't want drilling for oil in the Gulf of Mexico, which sounds very reasonable to me, obviously, that position of hers. And she basically voted against Trump on a lot of his major stuff. But because she has now agreed to flip, say it was a fraudulent election, she's a woman, she doesn't look threatening because she has been moderate, they are going to ram her in. Well, no, Chip Roy's running against her. Chip Roy, right-wing nut from Texas, Ted Cruz's former chief of staff, by the way. That tells you all you need to know. Chip Roy was Ted Cruz's former chief of staff. And last night, yesterday afternoon, they got together in a, quote, forum, end quote, in the Republican caucus. And they had it out. And the vote is today. Chip Roy has one disability with Trump. Believe it or not, even though he's Freedom Caucus and he's a right-wing nut, his disability with Trump is this. When the vote came up in the House to accept the certification of the November 3rd vote, you recall, a lot of Republicans, something like 147 of them, voted against certifying it, voted against accepting the certification. Believe it or not, Chip Roy did not vote against the certification. What he did is he abstained. He didn't vote for it or against it, a kind of a chicken maneuver. And for that, Trump blasts him, saying he's not suitably loyal to Trump. Suitably loyal to Trump. So the betting is that Elise Stefanik is going to get it sort of by default, largely because she has Trump, McCarthy, and Scalise's backing, but also because they are deathly afraid of Trump criticizing them and hurting them with his base, a cult-like base. So if they vote for Chip Roy, whom they prefer because he's as right-wing as they are on issues, if you have Trump attacking Chip Roy, if you have Trump attacking Kevin McCarthy, who has sucked up to Trump recently, but I'll tell you, right after January 6th, he publicly said, well, we're rid of Trump. Rid of Trump. And then that will hurt them in the elections, in the 2022 congressional elections. And so that's the sad reason why they're all rallying around Elise Stefanik and Chip Roy, who did every right-wing nut thing you can think of that would normally get Trump's support, is not getting Trump's support and therefore is not going to win. Stand by. That vote is today. Not sure the exact time, probably this morning. And I think you'll see Elise Stefanik as number three. The funny thing about Elise Stefanik is when she voted against the Trump tax cuts, largely that was because it eliminated the deduction for local taxes. And New York has the highest aggregate taxes, I think, in the country. Maybe another one would be California. But, you know, there's a city of New York income tax. I'm not kidding. A very high one. The state income tax, their taxes up the wazoo, and they couldn't be deducted under the new tax bill. They could under the old one. And so what happened was she goes, well, I'm not going to vote for that. So as number three, even though she continues to suck up to Trump, she may be able to do a few moderate things. I don't know if she has the guts to do it. She's hungry, ambitious. She's young. She probably wants to be speaker, probably wants to run for president. Stay tuned. Stay tuned on Elise Stefanik. Okay, China is threatening Australia again. And the U.S. just put out a statement from Biden. We stand with Australia against China. And anything that China does to Australia, they'll have to reckon with us. It's a very good statement. What's happened is China has blocked imports of Australian products, coal, wheat, other things. It's hurt the Australian economy. We can help with that by increasing imports here. But it was a tit for tat, quid pro quo, because the state of Victoria in Australia had entered into a contract with China to manufacture things for their Belt and Road Initiative. And the federal government in Australia, which has the right to do it, denied that contract. And as a result, China got angry. The Belt and Road is simply this, where they're going through Asia, they're going through Africa, pouring in money and basically buying influence. And the West does not want to support that, obviously. So they refused. Australia did. The federal government refused to let one of their states deal with China. We have barred Huawei, the 5G provider, here in the United States. We've leaned on the Europeans to do the same. And so far it's economic, but Australia is very close to China. China has made it very clear that ultimately they expect to take not just the South China Sea and Taiwan and the Philippines, but Australia and New Zealand. Not in your lifetime, not in my lifetime, but be aware of that. Be aware of that. That is what is circulating. Okay, we're going to a break. The lines are alive. Do not hang up if you're on the lines. I'm going to get right to you in order the minute the break is over. And the lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more right after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.